now belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Now belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. Oh, it's so easy to put off for tomorrow, to say, well, we got to grow up. Think about some of our geniuses. These geniuses, as children, demonstrated their ability and did wonderful things. And you and I, we each have had dreams of doing things, that we wanted to do things, and we didn't do them because we were too young, we were inexperienced, we were uneducated, we were not prepared. What is it that prepares us to live and enjoy the allness right now? Well, what prepares us to do that is a statement. The now belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. Little children have dreams, and adults talk them out of it. Young people have dreams, and adults talk them out of it. Youth has a dream, and now adults are coming in and saying, dream your dream, prepare yourself, educate yourself, do these wonderful things. Well, they've already been sacrificed at the altar twice with their dreams, and so now they're a little doubtful. Why are you all of a sudden giving me encouragement with my dreams? Why are you all? Because the adult thinks that now they're getting ready, they're getting close to the time that they might be able to manifest their dreams. Well, all we have to do is look at the computer world. The computer world is quite fascinating, the internet world. It's just amazing. We look at young people in the internet world, and they get an idea. And so then they take that idea and they put it through all the tests that they put it through. Sometimes their tests violate the rules and the laws of the computer world and the world at large, and they're doing things that shouldn't be done. But the very things that they're doing that shouldn't be done are things that must be done, because they have to show people that it will be done one day by someone, and so therefore be prepared. Now these young people in their 10, 12, 15 years old, in the early teens, all these young people are absolutely uninhibited. And they aren't afraid to play the games on the computer. They're not afraid to play the computer programs. They're not afraid to rearrange them, to redesign them, to do things that others are just fearful to tread in. And they do most amazing things. Now, truly, as adults might tell youngsters, stay away from the computer. Don't pound on the computer. Don't do this. Don't do that. Well, that's taking away one of the channels of their expression of their genius. The now belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. Now, these young people have dreams, and they have dreams that we have no idea of. They have dreams that are so spectacular and so remarkable, but to them, it's not remarkable, it's not spectacular, it's just the machination of an idea. It's just the development of a concept. It's just carrying out an icon into its fruition. And they have no doubt that it can be done. And they just go forth and do it with all the joy in their heart. Now belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. And these are the dreams of these young people. These are the dreams of these dreamers, these people who have visions, who carry them out, and beautifully so. We look at the paintings of young people, and we say to ourselves, what is that painting? What is that crazy action on the paper there that they have drawn, the finger painting and the what have you? It's illegible and unintelligible. It is something that is, you cannot interpret what it is. And you say, what is that crazy stuff? And you say, haven't you got anything better to do with your time than to slobber all over a piece of paper like that? Now, you may not say that out loud, but your attitude, seeing this unintelligible object, makes you feel this, and your charisma, your feeling nature is expressing, and they get the message. And they get the message that you don't like it. You never ask a child or tell a child what it is that he's painting. Oh, that's a beautiful horse. And he says, no, Dad, that's an elephant. Ask them what they're doing. Ask them, because now belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. And as these children are painting their dreams and doing their things, magical things happen. If only we could have the opportunity to see ourselves as our divine sees us. To see ourselves like our reality sees us. Our reality sees in us the idea that we are fabulous people, that we are most amazing people, that we can do wonderful and grand, glorious things. No limitation. No limitation. Like the chef who prepares a special dinner for his clients, and then he says to them, no substitution. This is my dream. This is my creation. This is my revelation to you of me as a chef, providing you with a meal that will delight your taste buds beyond anything. Leave that tartar sauce out of there. Leave that steak sauce out of there. Leave the ketchup and mustard out of there. Leave all the spices and condiments off. I have already prepared all the condiments, spices, and all of the accoutrements that go to make that meal the most spectacular meal in the world. Now, let it alone. Taste it gently. Don't destroy your taste buds before you do. Because if you do, you won't see how wonderful it is, that which I've prepared. Now, the chef doesn't always have these words to say what he means, nor does a child have these words to express what it is doing and how it is doing it. If we could look at little children playing in the sandbox, and we see them as they have their trucks and they're driving around, they have their hills and their mountains, and they have their places where people dwell, and if you could live inside of their free mind for just a moment, you would be amazed at the beauty and magnificence of the scenery that they have. You'd be amazed at the completion of the city that they're working with, the roads and the trucks that they're driving and the hills that they have. You'd be amazed at the interaction of the ideas and play that they've got going on there. The reason you'd be amazed is that it is their private world. It is their dream. And now belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. And children belong to the beauty of their dreams. An artist, surely an artist, who is going to paint a picture. He has in his mind the picture. He may not realize it. He may not have the words to speak it out. He may not have the concept to bring it forth. Sometimes he tries to do a pencil drawing on the paper that he does. But the real artist, he lets go and lets the divine in him flow forth. And the divine in him says, now take this paintbrush and take this color and take this and move this like this and move this like that. And he's getting an idea, oh, there's three people standing there. Oh, I see. And there's a sunset in the back of them. Oh, I see. And there's an ocean there, and there are several sailboats sailing nearby. But they're sort of in the haze and you don't see them too well. And you see mainly these three people in the foreground. And as he paints, his picture comes alive for you and for me as we look on. But in his soul, he is merely unveiling the divine picture that already exists within him, the beauty of his dream that is in the now. And he is opening up that treasure chest of the now to the world to see and enjoy who and what he is. Oh, it's a magical thing. It's a magical world to live in the now. And the now belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. And the people who believe in the beauty of their dreams are not necessarily those who tell us that that's what they do. They don't necessarily show us. But they're being themselves and having fun. They're living in the majesty of the moment, the majesty of the now, the majesty of the instant that has no comparison to the past or to the future. Not even to the present, because it is now. Are you ready for opening your heart to looking at the divine in you and seeing what it wants to reveal through you, as you, in you, to you? I believe I am, and I let go and let the divine speak through me, shine through me, equate through me, be through me. And I'm like our friend Obama. Obama has said, we can do it. Together we can do it. And he's working with the people together and doing it. They are spending money that doesn't exist. They are paying bills with money that doesn't exist. They are receiving money that doesn't exist from people who don't have it, and yet they're using it to pay to the government and to pay into these programs that they have. It's an illusionary world. It doesn't exist. And yet, because of the magic of the man who believes that it does exist, because of his charisma, the people around him believe it exists. And because the people around him believe it exists, it exists. And it is there. You and I, today, if we were to ask to count the beans wouldn't be there. But if we were asked to count the dreams and to point out how the dreams manifest themselves, reveal themselves, fulfill themselves, we would look with a smile on our face and say, they sure do. They sure do. Yes. Now belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. Join me in this belief. Join me in this reality. Join me in this awareness, and watch what it happens to you when you let go and let those dreams be manifest in your life today and always. Now belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams fulfilled now. I love you. I love you. I love you.